joined in studio with Master Craftsman. How's that?
There
Master
you go.
Craftsman,
awesome.
Ray of Light.
Thank you very much, Romy.
Not just a painter, not just a refinisher, not just a Venetian plaster, not just a muralist. Master Craftsman. We were actually talking last week a little bit just about having that sense of timelessness when you're building. And so much of today's construction, especially in residential housing, is quick production, slap and go, slap and go, slap and go, slap and go. And it loses a lot of
character.
Home character, a lot of home feeling. And look, what y'all can do with finishes really brings back a lot of that timeless feeling for...
Yeah, especially for the individual.
For very plain homes.
Exactly, yeah. Especially with, you got your customs, and then you got your track homes. And people that could only afford a track home, you don't need to live in a track home. And I mean by that is, 60-70% of your home is all walls and the ceiling. So with color, even if it's just paint and it's done right, and again, with the person's personality involved in the design, to make it a home, to make it into your liking is very important. You go home and you go to work, and when you come home, you want something that you want to be proud of and enjoy. Yeah.
And it increases, you'll take care of the home better in that sense
exactly.
as well, which just helps if you ever decide to move or need to move. A better maintained home will sell a lot quicker.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Well, even the full name of your company, Ray of Light Artistic Design,
yes.
tells you more of what y'all do.
Yeah, we're definitely not painters.
How would people get a hold of Ray Hernandez and his team at Ray of Light Artistic Design?
Michelle, would you like to?
you would either contact us through email at rayoflightart@cox.net, or our phone number is 480-580-4729.
Very good. If you're looking at updating your kitchen, because the kitchen can be... I mean, how do you decide? Have you ever told someone, hey, these cabinets aren't in good enough shape to even refinish?
Definitely. There's been a lot of times where we come into a home and it doesn't do the client or customer justice as far as going into their home and taking their money. There are some cabinetry out there that are older than 16 years, 20 years. That just need to be redone. We just need to demo and put new cabinetry in.
Yeah, I mean, all we put in houses up through the 60s was the Lawan mahogany.
Yes.
Lawan mahogany. And then somebody got the idea, well, let's try an oak cabinet.
Correct.
And then all we put in for the next 20 years was oak cabinetry.
And that's what we're refinishing right now is that honey oak finish that majority
that
of the
yellowed.
People have. Yes,
it got
exactly.
all yellow on yes. us and got nasty.
Yeah.
What do you do with the sensitive areas like just below the kitchen sink and maybe the door to the trash compartment, things that just get touched hundreds of times a day with things on your hands or water from the sink?
Yeah, I think those areas that we really give special attention to, sometimes we just have to make another door in that profile. Or, again, the willingness to go all the way to bare wood really helps. As far as the sides, a lot of your side of the cabinets are laminate. They're not even real wood. It's just some of them are
right.
paper laminate or plastic. We actually do a quarter of or an eighth of a skin that is wood, and we will take care of those areas so we're able to get a raw surface and then restain.
Now, you mentioned making a new drawer front or door front that was just beyond the point of rescue.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to change the design on all of them, can I get all the door fronts redone?
Correct, exactly.
Maybe again, some glass inserts
exactly.
for the china.
Yep, we do that quite a bit. A lot of homes, especially the homes that were built in the 2000s, late, you know, 2007 or prior to that during the big boom, a lot of those homes were built with and upgraded with countertops, the marble. And so what we're getting is clientele that they love their countertops. Mm-hmm. They just don't love the color. But the cabinet, the box is functional, and they're wanting another color. And going to what you stated, Romy, as far as changing out the profile of your doors, yeah, that's a great opportunity to change out a look. Whether nowadays it's a lot of it is just shaker style, or if they want to get a little bit more of a deeper profile on their door, they're more than able to do that at that time.
Okay. Debbie writes in and says, I'm listening to Ray of Light. He redid our cabinets similar to Betsy's, and we love them. He took into account the countertops, and we allowed him to choose our color, and it's perfect.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right. And to reach Ray and Michelle at Ray of Light, the number one more time.
You don't give out the number. You're thinking about the email. rayoflightcompanies.com. You can find them under the cabinet category at rosieonthehouse.com or 480-580-4729.
Ray, Michelle, thanks for joining us today. Folks, we hope you had fun today. It's been 4 hours of Rosie on the House. Stay tuned. We'll be back next Saturday for another 4 hours of Rosie on Now. 7 o'clock, we'll talk geocaching. Let's go plant a geocache at the epicenter of the Black Canyon City earthquake. Let's do it all together, huh? That'd be fun. Y'all have a great week. If you were entertained or encouraged this particular show, do us all a favor here at Rosie on the House. Pay it forward. What a wonderful world.